Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. You probably hear I'm in the mobile studio. I am running around from appointment to appointment at the moment. If you've listened to the last few days, you'll hear me talking about the challenge that I'm currently going through with my daughter. I can give you a little update. She's on. If this is the first episode you're listening to, a lot of this may not necessarily gel, but you can go back and have a listen to the previous 872 episodes. I have a young daughter who's 15. She has a terminal illness, and things turned very bad for her in the last sort of 36 hours, 48 hours, maybe now. And to the extent that she needed to be transferred from her normal hospital to a very specialized care team within another hospital, and she's in an induced coma. And we have a meeting in about 40 odd minutes. I'm connecting via phone. Her mum will be in there at hospital so that we can get an update as to how she is going and whether we're making progress or not. So it's, you know, this is scary times when your kids are suffering like this. And you know, she's been dealing with a terminal illness now for over 2 years, and you can't help but think, is this it, kind of thing. I have faith that she is going to come through this. I really do. And so today, I wanted to give a bit of an insight into, this is very raw and real, and how I'm managing the stress, the anxiousness, the unknown part of it. When the hospital is so far away, it's just not possible to be there all the time, because I have another daughter as well. I'm managing her needs and managing everything else that goes on in your life. I mean, just imagine if the hospital for you is like 90 minutes away or more, depending on the traffic, and how you can manage other children and the rest of other aspects of your life, your work, business, etc., etc., in doing all this stuff when it's the unknown. And I have a couple of strategies that I use, and I did talk about some of this yesterday as well. But I guess in terms of managing the emotion side of it, it's very easy to go down that path. And I think the key is communication and having clear lines of communication open with everybody around you that's important to you, to understand what's going on, and to understand the challenge, the crisis, and how to manage through it. Remaining calm and asking the right questions is always a critical element. And everything here, this is a crisis, but it's true even when you're not in a crisis. That's how we get high performance outcomes, is by making sure that we have clear lines of communication and asking great questions. And for me, that's a really important part, and as well as the remaining calm. This meeting that's coming up, it's really just hear what they have to say, asking a bunch of questions to understand what's next. I have some personal things that I do to help manage me, and that is, these might sound simple and be like, "What? How can you focus on that? You should be focusing on, being there for your daughter, etc., etc." Right now, she is obviously unconscious and doesn't know whether I'm there or not. I am going to be in there the next 2 days. And I'm trying to move things around for the rest of my life to happen in those alternate days, so that I can, meet those obligations as well. And what I do is make sure I stay hydrated. Is a really important component, because if I don't stay hydrated, then I'm likely to get a headache. If I get a headache, obviously that's inconvenient, it's distracting. And given the amount of travel that I need to do to go to and from the hospital, that can be dangerous for me. So if there's something wrong with me, if I'm, you know, distracted or not well, and I have a car accident or something, then I can't be there for my other daughter. I can't be there for my one that's in hospital. And I need to still try and do those things that I can to make sure that I'm in the best possible position, having, you know, very good, clear mental health. Another one, which is obvious, which can be difficult in these times, is sleep, making sure I get plenty of sleep. So I'm, you know, I woke up early, the mind is racing about all the different what-if scenarios and so forth. And, you know, managing that, trying to get as much sleep as I can, around that 6+ hours where possible, eating frequently as I can, trying to stick to as normal eating as possible, of as highly nutritious foods as I can. Why? Because I know that my body needs the nutrients to function properly. And when you're in a high stress situation, what do you need? You need better quality food. You need high performance food so that you can have high performance thinking outcomes. And it's probably the first thing that goes for most people when there is a crisis. And so trying to stay on track with that as much as possible. And breathing exercises. It's easy to get worked up, anxious, stressed in these situations. And for me, it's deep breathing exercise, particularly at night when trying to settle thoughts and trying to get to sleep. So nice big deep breaths in through the nose, hold for a moment, count to 2 to 4, something like that. Slowly breathe out. Do that for a number of times and you'll find that definitely slows your heart rate, helps make you calmer. Spending some time in nature, even if that's only a few minutes, that can also greatly help you as well. And just making sure that you're trying to do the best that you can to look after yourself. Like I've been for a bit of a walk this morning inside. I was multitasking and doing some strength training as well. Not great workouts, but making sure that I'm doing as much as I can to just look after myself. So it's difficult, it's challenging, but you know, there's some tips that I use. I need to get to my next appointment. I've got a meeting with the doctors coming up, so I do need to fly. So take care, stay healthy, everybody. I'll talk to you tomorrow.